You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the All Systems Go podcast with your host, Chris L. Davis. As you heard on the intro, and this episode is a letter. It's a letter to my friendly manual marketer. And dear manual marketer, I think of you often. I do. In fact, you remind me a lot of myself. I remember when I just got started into marketing and the allure of all the things that can be done and the overwhelm. I remember the fear leaving thinking, can I do this? Can what I do actually work for an organization? I've never done it before. I've never done it at this capacity that is being asked of me. And I know the feeling of just wanting to get your first win. Your first victory. And once that victory is had, your confidence starts boosting. Your confidence starts increasing. And you just want to do it again. It's not just for your own sake to say that, hey, I can do it, but you're still trying to prove to yourself who you are. I understand it, manual marketer, and I understand that automation and streamlining processes and optimizing are things that you may say, those are words that you may say to the business owner and the person hiring you or the client, because you know they sound good, but truth be told, you're perfectly fine doing things at the capacity of which you're doing them. What is that capacity? It's manual. It gets the job done. You get to learn on the job, and it keeps your client, boss, manager, whoever, satisfied. What's the harm in just doing it yourself? What's the harm in logging into your email marketing platform every Monday and just copying that email from a Google Doc, pasting it in and clicking send? What's the harm in that? What's the harm in 7 to 10 days after it's sent going in and manually logging all of the performance data, right? What's the harm in the manual efforts that actually work? The founder, the your boss, the client, they're not complaining. It doesn't really bother you much. It's like, hey, I could do that within an hour, and an hour I'm done, and then I'm on to the next client or the next thing. No big deal. No harm, no foul. So why am I writing this letter? Why am I speaking to you in this manner? Well, nothing's wrong if that was 10 years ago. Nothing's wrong if that was 10 years ago. And I am of the mindset that you need to do better. In fact, let me pause from my audio writing here and just say I've recorded a couple podcasts now about doing better. And I am pleasantly surprised at the reception. I can't tell you how many techie and non-techie people are reaching out to me and they're saying, oh my gosh, Chris, that was so good. This is exactly what we've been missing and needing. Can you more? I just realized that I thought my great isn't even good. It's just done. Right? I didn't know that there were more. Could you show us and give us examples of what this better may look like? So just everybody, I've heard you and that's coming. All right. But for now, I just needed to talk to my manual marketer who doesn't mind, and not just doesn't mind, is in a pattern of behavior of doing most things with their hands and a few things with automation and now AI, right? And what I would say to you is, let me go back to my audio writing here, manual marketer here. I know it's producing results. I do. I know you don't mind doing the work. I do. But what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for something to happen where maybe your time is limited? Maybe your availability is limited. Is that what you're waiting for? For it to be the catalyst to realize that, okay, good job identifying everything that needs to be done and everything that can be done. Now, let me start hiring out technology and automation to do what it can do, right? And maybe it's time to even look at what's been done and put it under a different microscope. Put it, how about this? How about we put it under a magnifying glass of an expert instead of the glasses lens or contact lens of your client? We can see more. And when you see more, there's more that you can do. But I have this strange suspicion you don't really want to do more. I think you just want to make the people happy that need to be happy to pay you. My assessment is becoming that of, if nobody is complaining, why make an issue of it, right? But I combat that and say, why not get more done in less time? Why not eliminate the human error? Because every time you do a thing and touch it, error is just bound to happen. And eliminate the 100% reliance on a person. Can I tell you that not only do you feel lighter, but the business will too. The business will run smoother. Why not be better and do things better and stop settling for just done? What is your argument for that? I know it's comfortable. I know that you know what you're doing. I recall a day in the startup space where I had a spreadsheet that I updated every week. I recall times where I would go and manually update the landing pages and emails and all of that, primarily because technology had not evolved to take over some of that stuff. And two, I didn't know what was possible. But I have not met anyone else. I have not met many people. If I put on the table, hey, look, I see your manual efforts. What if you can do the same thing, not more, just the same thing, and make more? No. Let me just keep it even more simple for you. What if you could do the same thing with less effort and make the same amount of money? Free up time, of course, make more. And maybe I'm dating myself and exposing that I am a bit long in the tooth when it comes to marketing and technology and systems building. But I do remember my younger years where I had unlimited vigor and energy and willingness to just do stuff, figure it out. It didn't bother me, quite honestly. A 5-minute task didn't bother me to jump in and do it. Hey, that's what you're paying me for, right? But it's something about getting older, everyone. It's something about becoming more mature. And for those of you who are younger, this is an invitation for you to start early and to act on wisdom. But I just would rather work less and produce more these days. I did not say do less work. I didn't say do less work. I just would prefer to work less. And I know everybody's like, Chris, we've heard this before. Maybe you haven't. I understand automation, do less, make more, all of this. I get it. I don't think you do, though, manual marketer. I don't think you get it. What I think you get is paid. And that's your level of comfort. Why do more? Why? Oh, don't worry about it. I'll log into social and schedule all of the posts after I create them and after I get the copy from you. And I get it. You're orchestrating so much and you've gotten so good at it. You have. You really have. Hats off to you. But I also want to challenge you. Where is your growth plan with respect to automating processes, marketing processes specifically? I'm very curious to that. And I know we have the previous episode talks about your done isn't equal to my done. So we've already laid down the foundation to say, look, just because you did it and the client said good job does not mean it's a good job. And I'm going to say this a bit more forcefully now. You're not that great. You're not as good as you're thinking, hoping, and presenting yourself as. I get it. You've flown under the radar. Nobody's blown the whistle. Well, that's because they're blind to the things that someone in your industry that knows what they're doing can see. And I'm saying this forcefully with a bit of anger because I'm tired of people getting led astray. I'm tired of people showing me, hey, I just enrolled in this program and they're teaching ActiveCampaign in ways that are not best practices. But because you don't know best practices, you're just looking for done. I'm tired of seeing people in these Facebook groups and just everywhere saying, oh, I just migrated from this platform to this platform and I never look back. Everything is great. Giving you half the story, not giving you the context of their business. I'm just tired of the blind leading the blind. But I can't be the only one tired. It's got to be you, manual marketer. You're the one that has to say, though my efforts are working in some capacity, I want to be better. I want to get more. It doesn't come from learning more marketing strategy. You're always going to do that. That's the nature of just marketing in general. If you're a good marketer and you're measuring your marketing, the byproduct of that is better. You're going to become a better marketer. That's fine. What I'm asking is, when are you going to become better at not having to put your hands on so much? When does that happen? Because that does not happen by osmosis as strategy does. I just have to be in the right rooms, talking strategically, looking at numbers, observing businesses, understanding their audiences, looking at how they're reaching their audience, watching some Shark Tank episodes. All of that will actually sharpen your business knowledge and marketing savvy. Honestly, if you do it enough, you'll start seeing trends. Not so much when it comes to applying technology to those same efforts to better automate. We're now we've got to think about software and strategy. Does the software meet the strategy? If it does, how do we build it? What features do we need? What features do we not need? How do I think about scaling, but not let building to scale hold me back from getting version one started? But if version one takes off faster than I thought, I've got capacity to scale. And the problem is this. Some of you have never seen scale. Some of you business owners are hiring marketers that have never seen scale. They've never scaled a business to millions within months. They don't know what that looks like. And if they did, they didn't build the system, the infrastructure to do so. Now watch this. For those of you limited unicorns out there, I run into you every now and then, that do know how to do that. How hard is it to take that accomplishment hat off and still continue to learn? You all are really frozen in your accomplishment. And I'm saying that because I was that. I was looking in the industry with my chest out saying, hey, I did that 5 years ago. Oh, did that? You're late, right? Pounding my chest of accomplishment. And it wasn't until I humbled myself and, of course, built my membership community and started training people and letting them bring their expertise in that I was like, oh, my goodness, these people are... I've taught them some stuff and now they're teaching me this. They're smarter than I realize. I don't know it all. I haven't figured it all out. Because the second you think you have, something's changed in the market, something shifted in society, something. It's an ever-living mechanism. And I'll tell you what, some of these marketers, when the CEO starts blowing the whistle, or they just purchased the whistle, they haven't blown it yet, they start suspecting things can be better. And hey, are we really performing automation at a level that we can be? I know I'm paying you and you're worth it, granted, but can I be getting more out of you and you not having to work as hard? And so they get the whistle, and right before they blow it, the freelancer's gone. They disappear. And now they've got a system half documented, built for one use case and scenario. And if anything changes, they're without. And manual marketer, what I'm inviting you to do is, this is not just an invitation for automation. This is an invitation to learn how to be using it to make you look better. Maybe those manual processes are required, but perhaps the signals that let you know when those processes need to take place can be automated. Can you just think, have a vision with me for a minute? What if you didn't have to remember, write a reminder down, schedule it on your calendar? What if at the appropriate time, it popped up in the Slack channel and just let you know, hey, tomorrow, don't forget about XYZ. Right? What if when that reminder popped up, it was linked to, let's just say, an Airtable record? And you click on the record. Let's say you're on your phone. You're out and about. You click on the record. The record has all the information that you need to do your task. And then it just has a button that says complete. And you click that button and put your phone away, knowing that when that button is clicked, through some magic of Zapier, Make.com, whatever the case may be, it's creating a task and click up Monday, whatever. That task is being assigned to the appropriate person with the appropriate due date. Right? All because you set up automation as facilitation. And now the manual thing that you needed to do can be done with that much less effort. Now, you tell me, how many notifications can you click, review, and then click a button that says approved? How many of those can you do a day without disrupting your workout at the gym, your walk at the park, your visit to the grocery store, your doctor's appointment, right? This is what I'm telling you. And everybody benefits. When I say better, go beyond the basics of, oh, I'm automating an email, I have an autoresponder, I scheduled in Hootsuite or whatever platform they're using to do mass scheduling for social media. I've done all that. Good job. Let's go better now. What about the facilitation factor? What about automation that reminds me, one, what to do? Two, makes it easy to do? Three, once it's done, goes in and starts the next process. This is just a sample of better. This is what we're used to, though. In the community, this is tongue in cheek. This is basic stuff. If what I just said, you're like, ooh, wait a minute, I haven't done that. Yes, manual marketer, there's more to what you're doing. There's a better way. And in closing, let me say this. CEO, client, owner of the business, you could be getting more out of what you're paying your marketer. I'm going to be honest with you. You could be getting more. They know it. You don't know it. But if you trust me, if you've been listening to the podcast, if this is your first episode, maybe go back, listen to a few more, go to automationbridge.com, find out who I am. Understand that I'm not just some random person in a microphone that I purchased at home with some lights in the background to make me sound really good. No, I've done this, have been doing this for years. I'm one of the most tenured in the space. So when I say you're a marketer, you could be getting more out of your marketer. Trust me, there are many have brought their marketers to me. I've assessed and spotted their holes, spotted their blind spots immediately. I don't expose them now. I don't expose them, but I invite them to come learn, come shore up those blind spots. Very rarely do they take the offer. They think that YouTube and some other person with a course or a digital marketer, or, you know, whatever, can solve their problem. When it comes to marketing, technology, and strategy, blending them all together, this is not a one-stop, one-time deal. This is a commitment of ongoing iteration and improvement. That's it, because it's always changing, always changing. All right, so CEO, you could be making more. You could be getting more, I should say, out of what you're paying your marketer. And marketer, let me tell you this, you could be providing more without doing more. Maybe the doing doesn't bother you, but let me tell you, and we'll hear about it. You'll hear it in the next episode. But what about disaster? Everything is not all peaches and cream. Next episode, follow me, everyone. What about when something takes place that nobody could account for or stop? You don't want to be in these grave positions as that being the catapulting, the catalyst, the driving force to do better, to and better is what? Streamlining processes so it's not so human reliant. Humans can still do it. Humans can still do it. But do you know how to emulate yourself and then manage the emulation of yourself? Right? Do you know how to clone yourself, then manage your clone? Because I'm telling you, the management of the clone is a lot easier than being the clone. And that's the invitation that I have for you. Okay? That's what I would ask of you to ask of yourself. Manual marketer. End letter. Now, for those of you still listening, what I want to do is just let you know that what I'm telling you is true. Founders, CEOs, clients, you got to be a fly on the wall of how your marketer should be challenged. You're not the one to challenge them. Unless you know marketing, unless you're a retired marketer and or active marketer and you've built a company, it's totally different. But we can hold your marketer accountable on a higher level. It's the best place to do it. For those of you on your own, freelancing, Upwork, Fiverr, all of that, and you're just like, hey, this is cool. I just get the job in Fiverr. I do it, make $20. I do this, this, and that. I'm good. Great for you. Could you be making more by doing the exact same thing? What if we can do more and make more and do less? What if we can pull off that combo? I'm really passionate and I'm really looking for a specific type of person. I'm looking for the type of people that aren't, they're just not satisfied with making money. They want to make a difference. They want to make an impact and not just to poke their chest out, beat their chest, but to truly say, to truly help others. That's really what drives me, everyone. This is not self-serving for me. This is not, let me talk about how great I am and how great you're not so I can always look better. I just have a heart to help and a really good expertise in marketing and technology. You piece those two together, that's me. I'm just trying to help you all. Okay. So if you want to take on the invitation and the challenge to grow, that is, feel free to do so. automationbridge.com/membership. And you can go there and get immediate access to our community where, yes, you can take off the imposter. You can lay your hair down. You can be a student. You can learn instead of always having to be the smartest one in the room. You can get aha moments daily. It's tech stuff, man. So this is not for the CEO or the founder that gets overwhelmed with that stuff. But marketers, come on. So thank you all for listening to this episode. As always, I'm grateful and thankful for every single minute, every single episode that you all listen to. So until the next time, I see you all online. Automate responsibly, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you're subscribed. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to, and it can be found in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes are released every Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss out. And while you're at it, please leave us a 5-star rating and review to show some love, but also to help future listeners more easily find the podcast so they can experience the value and goodness as well. We've compiled all resources mentioned on the podcast, as well as other resources that are extremely valuable and effective at helping you grow your marketing automation skills quickly. And you can access them all at allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.